from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt, topping our report this hour. A Maze Landing woman who admitted to shooting and killing her husband nearly 2 years ago has been sentenced to 6 years in prison. In June, Mary Lou Wigglesworth pleaded guilty to second-degree manslaughter in the Christmas 2022 death of 57-year-old David Wigglesworth. Law enforcement did confirm bruising that was consistent with Wigglesworth's statements of being attacked before the shooting. When police respond to tense standoffs across New Jersey, mental health pros will now have to join them.
That's just one of the new rules laid out in a list of updated guidelines for police responding to barricaded suspects, released by the state attorney general's office on Thursday. Along with having mental health experts join crisis negotiators, police also have the option to leave the standoff altogether if continued contact could create an unreasonable risk. Tactical teams must now also carry non-lethal options such as tasers. Rick Rickman, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Mpox, formerly known as monkeypox, is tearing through several African nations again. The infectious virus is now considered a public health emergency.
It becomes a concern for everybody, including people in the United States, including people in New Jersey.
Perry Halkidis, dean of the Rutgers School of Public Health, says the virus is painful and one that immunocompromised people can die from. And with football season kicking off, Sports Illustrated is predicting the Detroit Lions will win Super Bowl 59, despite the Lions not playing for an NFL title since the mid-1950s when they beat the Cleveland Browns. As for the regular NFL season, the Eagles host the Packers on Friday, September 6th. The Giants' first home game is September 8th, and the Jets play September 9th at San Francisco. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. How sunny this weekend? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. High pressure is directly overhead today. That means we'll keep clear skies, dry weather, and dead calm winds. Meanwhile, temperatures are warming through the weekend as we transition from fall-like back to summery weather. Sunny and dry today. High temperatures near 80 degrees. Tonight, we'll see a few clouds creep in. It'll still be comfortable. Low temperatures bottom out around 60. For tomorrow, expect a mix of sun and clouds. It'll be seasonably warm for your Saturday. Highs 80 to 85. Might feel a little bit sticky here on Sunday with highs in the mid-80s and mostly sunny skies. Our next rain chance hold off until Monday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Weather is brought to you by Optimum Business. Get fast, secure internet for your business with 99.9% network reliability. Call 855-2-OPTIMUM or you can visit optimum.com/business today. Right now in Sussex, it's 65. Trenton, it's 68. Egg Harbor Township is 73. And portions of the Dennis and Judy Show are brought to you by Lester Glen Auto Group. Did you know that Lester Glen Auto Group has locations in Toms River, Ocean Township, Freehold, and Seagirt? Treat yourself to a new vehicle this summer from the team that's dedicated to your experience. Get started at LesterGlen.com. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.